Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
A reading from the book of Seuss. Yep, that's right, Dr. Seuss. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. The house will hang over in a minute. The moon's down and move, it'll all fly move. That's a noise written to Grinch that I simply must hear. So he paused and the Grinch put a hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It was starting to glow and then it started to grow. The sound wasn't sad, the sound sounded merry. Could be so, but it was there. He stared down at Whoville, the Grinch popped his eyes, and then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every who down in Whoville, tall and small, was singing without any presence at all. Now you might be asking yourself right now, what in the world does the Dr. Seuss children's story have to do with the resurrection? The Grinch, he is tempted to steal Christmas. And we have been dealing with our own Grinch for these past 2 months or more, the Grinch of coronavirus. But despite mandatory self-distancing and stay-at-home orders and threats of arrest as folks are gathered, it cannot steal Christ's victory of death over death and our celebration of it. Even though the churches were empty, people did and are singing the Easter Triparty. Christ is risen from the dead. By death he trampled death, and to those in the tombs he granted life. Now some might be saying now, well, this is the worst Lent possible ever. And I'll admit it certainly will be one that will be remembered for the ages. And while there is a strong debate brewing now over civil liberty versus public health, I submit that while we are all on lockdown and continue to be, for hopefully just another couple of weeks, while the evil virus is on the prowl, something good is growing here and elsewhere. When we look back upon some of this to where we are today, despite the negativity presented by the fake news, look at the good fruit of this event. Every day, every evening, I see families taking walks as a family unit. They're spending time together. They're fixing and enjoying meals together, playing games together, praying together. People are making it a point to try to frequent those businesses as best they can that are impacted by the public health measures. People are calling each other, relatives, friends, acquaintances. When churches were told that they couldn't have more than 10 people in the building, some took the services outside, drive-in liturgies. Others took to the internet and started live streaming, us included. A Byzantine Catholic from the Scranton area, Will Geiger, created a website to act as a clearinghouse for all of these various streaming sites, both Eastern Catholic as well as Orthodox, both in North America and in Europe. It's called liveliturgy.com. Our own live streaming here at Epiphany, we're seeing more hits on views on the internet than sometimes the average physical attendance on a Sunday. And even though people are not here physically, the parish is still mailing in their contributions to keep the lights on so we can continue to bring you Christ's message of hope to you through our YouTube stream, emails, phone calls, and poetry. So in my opinion, by being farther apart, we have grown closer together. The absence from the physical reception of the Eucharist has made us long for him all the more. Now that's not to say that this has not been with difficulty. Holding together in the face of adversity is tough. It was a challenge in Jesus' day, just like it is today. When Jesus said that they would have to eat his flesh and drink his blood, some walked away. That was too difficult a teaching. Some who walked and shared meals with Christ abandoned him at the crucifixion. And even though the tomb was empty, and even if Christ flat out told them that he would rise in 3 days, it was still a difficult pill for them to swallow. In today's gospel, Thomas, one of the 12, handpicked by Christ, wanted to believe the good news was really struggling with it. The teacher has risen from the dead and has already been seen. He had a really tough time with that. Even though not too far in the past he saw or at least heard of the rising Lazarus. But the reality hit him. And finally came to the conclusion that unless he not only saw Jesus but touched him, he would not believe. Seeing is believing, apparently. And to see and touch and believe he did. But what does Jesus say to them? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. Believing is seeing through the eyes of faith. Thomas's restored faith would lead him to bring the good news all the way to what is today India. He would be martyred there in AD 72, but not before converting many to the Lord. Our neighbors just to the north of our, or south of our property at St. Mary's, they are the spiritual children of St. Thomas. Christ is risen from the dead. By death he trampled death, and to those in the tombs he granted life. Today, Christians around the world continue to shout this good news. This is the eighth day for us, and the Sunday of Pascha for our Christian brothers and sisters who celebrate on the Julian calendar. St. Paul, writing to the community in Ephesus, says, "May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call. What are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones?" So on this eighth day, let us continue the celebration. Shout the good news. It's unfortunate that we can't meet here in assembly, but that did not and does not stop Christ's paschal victory. It did not stop the persecuted church in Eastern Europe under communism. It did not stop those priests sent to the gulag. It does not stop today those Christians in the underground churches of China. And it does not stop those of us in the free world today who are restricted from attending because of public health measures. The Grinch of coronavirus cannot and will not stop the paschal victory and our celebrations of it. The Grinch could not stop Christmas. He hadn't stopped Christmas coming. It came. Somehow or another, it came just the same. And the Grinch with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow stood puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. And the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from the store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means that we are born. Whether you're watching alone today, or you're with your family or with friends, whether you're watching a phone or a smart TV or a tablet, whether you're watching this live or on the recorded replay later, Christ is risen from the dead. Christ is with us and risen. With loads of palms in our hands. He's risen without baskets, with butterfold legs. He's risen regardless of what they say in the news to scold us and scare us from filling our pews. Our churches remain empty, with virus to blame. But Christ is risen from the dead. Let us praise his holy name. May all your hearts grow three sizes in this paschal season. Christ is risen. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.